I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not touch the oil and the wine. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death. These last two horsemen of the apocalypse, as described in the book of Revelation in the 6th chapter, symbolize famine and disease epidemics. And Christ confirmed this, for instance, in Matthew chapter 24, when he predicted there will be famines and pestilences. And he called that the beginning of sorrows. Now, we are very familiar right now with pandemics, with disease epidemics, and perhaps even more so with governmental restrictions, whether justified or unjustified, to fight the coronavirus. But what about famine? You might have heard about the locust plague, threatening the very survival of many, many people in countries in Africa, in the Middle East, in India, Pakistan, and in other places. Billions of locusts threatening millions of people. But the locust threat is by no means the only threat causing famine. Breaking Israel News wrote on April 26, The world is heading towards widespread famine of biblical proportions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the UN, it is creating a hunger pandemic, a food catastrophe. This is the perfect storm. Pan Am Post added on April 27, This impending hunger pandemic will bring the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II, according to the UN. Now listen carefully to the next statement. The number of starving people could exceed the number of deaths from the coronavirus at 300,000 a day within the next 3 months. Now, what about famine in the United States? Is that even perceivable? Could something like that even happen? Finance Yahoo wrote on April 26, Planned shutdowns are leaving the U.S. dangerously close to meat shortages. The staggering acceleration of supply disruptions is now raising questions over global shortfalls. Taken together, the United States, Brazil, and Canada account for about 65% of world meat trade. New U.S. shutdowns are hitting at a dizzying rate, and I might add, also shutdowns of plants in Canada and in Brazil. Prices are surging, the article continues. Total American meat supplies in cold storage facilities are equal to roughly 2 weeks of production. With most plant shutdowns lasting about 14 days for safety reasons, that further underscores the potential for deficits. Meanwhile, with slaughterhouses closing, farmers don't have a place to sell their animals. That is forcing some livestock producers to dispose of them. In other words, kill them, wipe them out, destroy them. A large chicken processing company was forced to kill 2 million of its birds earlier this month because of worker shortages. National Review added on April 30. Tyson's CEO warned that closures of plants mean that millions of pounds of meat will disappear from the supply chain. Millions of animals that are raised for slaughter may simply be plowed under and buried alive. For the first time since the 1970s oil crisis, Americans on a mass scale may be exposed to rationing, shortages, and long lines for a resource they consider essential to their lives. But it's not only meat we are dealing with here, a shortage of meat. Politico wrote on April 26, "Tens of millions of pounds of American-grown produce is rotting in the fields. Images of farmers destroying tomatoes, piling up squash, burying onions, and dumping milk shocked many Americans who remain fearful of supply shortages. At the same time, people who recently lost their jobs lined up for miles outside some food banks, raising questions about why there has been no coordinated response to get the supplies of perishable food to more people in need. Many growers have no choice but to trash excess food or leave it in the fields because the cost of picking, packing, and storing the crops would only put them further in the hole. Crops are being abandoned on an unprecedented scale. The scale of produce waste is staggering. Farmers in Florida, which provides much of the fresh produce to eastern states, half of the eastern states in the United States, during the winter and the spring, left about 75% of the lettuce crop unharvested, along with significant portions of the state's sweet corn, cabbage, and squash. Up to 250 million pounds of tomatoes could end up left in the fields. About 5% of the country's milk is currently being dumped. This, my friends, happens when man, in a misguided zeal, is trying to solve a problem by causing more problems. And all of this is just the beginning of sorrows. Can we see how quickly biblical prophecies about famine, disease epidemics, and frankly, the end of this present age can come true? How quickly that can happen? We have prepared a free booklet. It's actually the second edition already on the book of Revelation. I would ask you to please request a free copy. This booklet goes into the prophecies of the Bible for our times in much more detail. It's going talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but also about many other things. You need a copy of this because it will show you not only the bad news, which we are already experiencing today, and of course events which will get much, much worse, but it also talks about the good news, the fact that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth soon to make an end to the terrible incompetency of man trying to rule others. And he will set up the kingdom of God, the government of God here on this earth. And then we will have utopia, but not prior to that time. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.